Yeah, I'm delighted, Chris. I mean, to be honest with you, before the game, we were down. We were a lot of wounded men and boys not playing. And the boys that had to play our position come in today, and I told them just about belief and hunger and a bit of desire. And I got it from the whole 14 players today, and I'm delighted for Cockhill. Once again, we've made a little bit of history for ourselves as a club. First time we've got to the third round of the FAI Cup, so I'm delighted.
And St. Mochtas, I mean, it's a side you've played a couple of times before. You know a little bit about them, and there's pros and cons in that. But they certainly were coming up here looking to secure victory. A tight enough first half, but in the second half, you had the better of things.
Yeah, it was tight enough in the first half. It was very even. There wasn't many chances. And in the second half, they come out and started to run at us from the middle. And I think we were a little bit open. But once we weathered the storm, and I think it was for probably five minutes or so, or 10, and we started to go up a pace, and then, you know, we started to run the channel, start getting at people, and we got the penalty decision, and, you know, we got a hold of the game, and I think we deserve to win in the end, you know what I mean? So, I mean, Mochtas, very good team. Got into the last four of the FAI Intermediate. I'm lucky to get beaten by Talca Rovers. They're one of the top intermediate teams in Ireland, and they've come up here and we've beaten them 3-0. I mean, that says a lot for Cockhill, and it just says a lot for, you know, the boys today. So I'm delighted.
And I suppose, again, it shows the strength and depth that you do have in your squad. You're missing a number of key players, but the guys who came in certainly took their chance and stepped up to the mark.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's maybe it's not just even about the ability, it's about players, it's about the belief, it's about the desire, it's about people wanting to put on the Cockhill jersey and, you know, wanting to play in games like this. And when you have boys that want to do that, it makes things a lot easier. And, you know, today this potentially was a game where we, you know, we didn't know what they were going to bring, we didn't know how they were going to play and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm just delighted, as I said again, do you know what I mean? It's a credit to these boys, and the story goes on.
And as I mentioned to Dermot O'Brien, the season goes on and on and on. And you just can't seem to get a break because of the success.
No, this means now that we play on the midweek there, and I'm down a lot of players, and I don't know whether we can change the match or what it is. I don't know where I can feel it. We have another few injuries again today, and people hobbling off, and we've got whatever happens this week at this game, the boys will be resting for a week or two, and then they'll come back in them probably 2 weeks before the next game, and that'll be us then till the end of June. And boys then will have a break, and, well, you don't know. Depending, you get a home game, if you get through that, then you're going right through to July then, and that means you're starting your season, which is the winter football. So, you know, no break again.
And no doubt, Donal, I mean, the last thing you want is a trip to somewhere like Cork, and Cove Ramblers and Avondale, they drew 3-3 today, so they have to replay. The flip side of it, though, wouldn't it be great to get a home draw? And perhaps you deserve, and you're overdue a decent home draw in a cup competition.
Yeah, I don't think we've been unlucky in the FAI Cup. I think the EA Sports Cup, we got Sligo that time, and I think on the road, and then all the times after that, Galway twice, away to Mayerview at the time, Finn Harps and stuff. So I would like a home draw, and I suppose in a little bit of nice is that we're in the next round of the draw, and we've actually lasted longer than Shamrock Rovers, which is a bit of a good one for us. But, you know, we'll take anybody, do you know what I mean? I don't care who it is, and we'll just go down and give a good account of ourselves if we have to go away. But yeah, I think it would be great for the club, great for the players. We were to get a top team and bring them here. So, no, it would be great.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, it would be nice to get a top team, but you may well get another non-league team and go a further round in the competition. And who knows, we had St. Francis back in 1990, Cove Ramblers, when they had their great run before coming a senior club. You know, it's a competition that's produced its fair share of cup fairy tales over the years.
And that's what I'm saying. The boys, I mean, you could get another non-league side, non-league of Ireland side, you get a home draw, you win that game, that's you to the quarterfinals, and maybe even that in itself would be some recognition, you know what I mean? But I think what it is, you know, let's enjoy today, let's take in, let it all sink in, and let's get back down to Wednesday's match, and then we'll just see what happens from there.